Last October, Walgreens closed its doors in St. Johnsbury, leaving a big shuttered building right in the middle of town. After intense organizing, the community raised enough money and support to build the new Caledonia Food Co-op, which is slated to open June 24th. Part of the team making this project possible is the Career and Technical Education Program at St. Johnsbury Academy. CTE students are doing a significant portion of the plumbing and electrical work for the new co-op under the supervision of their teachers, who are also masters in their trades. Erica Heilman went up to talk with some of the kids about their hands-on education and also talk with the head of the Academy's electrical program, Jeremy Roberts.
So what are you guys doing here? What's happening now?
We are running vent pipes for a three-bay sink for what is now going to be the kitchen. Currently, we're drilling through the studs so we can run the pipe over and up, then run the pipe all the way down, connect the other vent pipes.
This is electrical teacher and master electrician Jeremy Roberts.
What do people not understand about this kind of learning?
I think that a school that doesn't have like a CTE or other programs isn't going to reach every student they have, because not every student is the same and fits into that mold. And our job as educators is to find that pathway for that student or child. It's finding the reason a student comes to school every day. There are students that come to school for math, science, English, language, but there's other students that just want to get through high school and with a skill, or just for some direction. And that's why I come to work every day, because there's a lot of students like that. And I think we miss that looking at schools. And sometimes it's the connections that some of these kids that would never graduate if they didn't have a connection with an adult.
You shouldn't have glued your 90 on top there.
It's the only reason we did, Jake, is because fitting doesn't move. So when we...
You should have a plate clamp, a riser clamp.
We don't have any here, so that's the second best option.
This is Meredith Roy.
I was a sophomore, so I must have been 15. I was 15 at the time, so you're starting to figure stuff out. You're sophomore, you're not freshman anymore, you're figuring your life out. And this was just a very good thing for me, because I'm always like, I need to be doing something moving. Just the thought of playing with like live electricity after like turning the switch on and seeing a light bulb light up was just... like, it was like lighting up my heart, because I was like, this is awesome.
This is Landon Maskell.
So I learn a lot better. Like, I'm a visual learner and like, if I can do it myself, watch someone do it, and then try and do it myself, I'm much better at it that way rather than someone preaching to me how to do something. I've never done great in the English or any type of class like that, but I like to learn, but compared to plumbing, I mean, I really love it. I enjoy what I do. So it's a lot easier for me to do.
Do you think that you are a grown-up in a way that you wouldn't otherwise be, given what you're doing?
This is Ryan Richard.
Yeah. Working 6 days a week, taking an electrical class at one school, going to another school to finish up credits, go home, eat, do homework, go to bed. So I feel like that's not very far off from an adult schedule.
You didn't want to be a kid longer?
Well, now I have adult money that I can buy big kid stuff with, so I mean,
like snowmobiles?
Oh yeah, parts for them, trucks, yeah.
This is Caleb Crown and Evan Whitehead.
Most of us have been around a blue collar industry or like a trade industry, so working isn't a new task, you know what I mean? So to work with your hands and be out, not necessarily outside, but really just to work with your hands, and like that's what a lot of people's parents have done to make a living around here, like especially if you don't go to college.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that's really stopping me is if I get hurt, but like other than that, I mean, you can go until however old, until your body stops. I mean, you can do that until you're doing a trade, so.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like my boss is 62 years old, and he still cuts grass in the summertime full-time like anybody else would, and he said he's not going to stop till the day he drops dead.
This is Eva Hovey. What's it going to be like walking into that co-op when it's done for you?
Thank gosh. When it's done, I think it'll be like really nice to see, especially like when they put everything up, like the fridges and the freezers and the shelves that they need, and seeing it all completed, it'll be really nice. When I look at something that I've put a lot of work into, I see it as kind of like a reward, because it's, to me, it's like, it's really pretty. Seeing how organized it can be, and organizing above the panel, just the little stuff, like making it really, really tidy and neat and being something you could be proud of.
Depending on what era, I mean, we're pretty rural here in the Northeast Kingdom, and we don't have the large factories. We're not really near a city where the higher paying jobs might be. So that's where the trades come in. I mean, people still need lights on, people still need their plumbing worked on. And I think the students that want to stay in the area struggle with, I mean, they'll get jobs that just will never pay any more than above minimum wage. And they'll be able to survive, but they won't be able to make a good living. If these students have a career path, once they graduate, they're more apt to stay in the area because they have jobs in the area already. And that's where it's at.
This is David Evans.
Okay, 5 years from now, 10 years, I don't know, whatever, sometime from now, where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? What does it look like?
In 10 years?
10 years, fine.
Well, hopefully I'll be rolling around the Northeast Kingdom in a GMC Denali L5P Duramax, tuned and deleted, with, I don't know, kid in the back seat, with my wife, going up to my nice farmhouse. Belly's full, happy, confident with life.
And you're what? What are you doing for work?
I'm an electrician.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.